Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ball's at their own 28. Quick snap for Aller, looking left. Can't get it out. Now pressure coming. Aller throws. Loose ball. Yes. Intercepted. Christian Gray picks it off at the 42-yard line. Notre Dame will get the ball back with 33 seconds left in the game. What a big-time pick from Christian Gray.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We are getting closer and closer to the college football playoff national championship game. Notre Dame is playing, and that means one of St. Louis's own, who had a huge play here recently, going to be involved. Christian Gray, a DeSmet grad. He had the big interception against Penn State. He joins us right now. Christian, thank you so much for taking some time with us today. How are you?
Good. Thank you guys for bringing me on. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got a lot of things to get to, but let's start with that play, that interception about a minute to go. It sets up the game-winning field goal. Is that your biggest football moment in your life?
I could say it's the start of it, you know, it's the start of it, and it was just a real blessing.
What are you thinking in that moment as you see the ball coming your direction?
To be honest with you, I really didn't think nothing. It felt like something took over my body. I thought it was God, and just when I got up, I just saw I caught the ball. So,
and then can you take me through the emotions of the time after that? Because very shortly thereafter, it's the game-winning field goal, and the team has led to that point because of you. What are you feeling when the clock ticks to zero, and you know that you and your teammates are headed to the national championship game?
I started out crying. Like, it was just blessing. It was a long fight, you know, and I'm so happy about it, and just everything. It was just a lot of emotions, and then just tears just came out.
I read that your mom can't even watch, that she was there, but basically she couldn't watch what was going on, so she had to be told that you had the interception. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, that's my mom.
So what does she do when she's at games? Can she watch at all? Can she just not watch when you're on the field? What's going on there?
Nah, she can. It's just, you know, she just always pray, you know. We always pray to God. Before games even start, we always have our prayer before the game. I come up to her. We always pray. She always tell me, like, you got this. You good. Like, God's over you. You surrender and everything. And so that's just our routine, you know. And then my mom, she watched the game sometimes, but yeah, she be nervous a little bit.
Yeah, it sounds like that's a great story. That's really how long have you been doing that with your mom, where you pray before games?
We've been doing this since freshman year of high school, really. So we just kept in the routine.
That's a really, really cool part of this. So how are you guys feeling right now? Like, what's this lead up like, where you know that you're one more win away from being national champions?
It feels great, you know, but the job's not done, and we just still hungry. You know what I mean? We still hungry, and we know what we got to do to get this win.
This season has really been interesting for you guys, because you had that tough loss against Northern Illinois early on in the season. To have that kind of loss on the schedule and then to still, you know, go through the gauntlet and find yourself in the national championship game, what does that say about your team that you guys have gone on this kind of run?
What I can say about the team really is that we some savages. Yeah, I mean that. We some real savages, you know. And the NIU was just a little wound, a little scratch on us, scratch to us. So, but we keep ripping the skin off the wound, you know what I mean? And we feel the pain every time. Every time we play a game, we have that pain in us, and we just don't want to feel that again. And so what I can really say is that we're kind of blessed for the NIU loss, but you know, we just came back to it, and just now we're here.
We're talking with Christian Gray, St. Louis, and went to DeSmet, now part of Notre Dame football, had a huge interception this past weekend. What's it like coaching for a coach or playing for Coach Marcus Freeman? Because just everything that I see from afar, this guy looks like a really, really special coach.
Man, he is a special coach. He relates to the players. He loves the players very much, like we his own kids. So it's just really a blessing, you know, having him as my head coach.
Like I said, you're talking to people in St. Louis right now. You're a St. Louis guy. DeSmet, what do you want to say to people in St. Louis that have hopped on the Notre Dame bandwagon because of you?
Really, I can say is, you know, I love you guys. Love the St. Louis nation, the community. You know, and just go Irish.
Awesome. Well, Christian, we really appreciate you taking some time with us. Congratulations on a great run. So many folks here in St. Louis will be rooting you on in the national championship game. But thank you so much for taking some time with us today.
Thank you guys for having me.
Christian Gray joining us on the program again. He had, man, what a great moment for him. And he said there at the beginning of that conversation that interception is probably the biggest moment of his football life. And I love the story that his mom like can't watch the game. She's in the stands and she can't watch the game because she's so nervous for her son, just wants to be there praying. So good stuff. And we'll see what Notre Dame can do